If they can angle drones off in the distance and suck up my little bit of effort for the work, what do you suppose they did with the data that determines who holds the office on which they have fixated with such an ill lust, such a fierce covetousness, for this chess piece to hold among their assets, assets for putting us in a hold they believe we can't get out of? But it's important that we never forget that it is a global system of power that confronts us, which means that it's imperative that we reach hands across the interstate system and plan together our freedom globally. Initially, I wrote about challenging the vote, but how could such a discussion even begin when we don't have our own media? The problem continues to press on us, but it need not impede our convening a global day of work stoppage for planning our global alternative to the current fear and force-based system. Not having our own media need not impede our using social media to organize a global general strike, at least for now. But I think we have to see this Trump selection insertion as a threat as well to our ability to use social media tools for global action planning. The power guys are already dropping those signs in the New York Times to get us all adjusted to the idea. I'm sure that our leashes must get much tighter. You can see this between the lines, for instance, of this quote: "It seems clear that a shift is in the offing. Leaders of these tech behemoths want to make money, sure, but they also wanted to make the world a better place, to offer a kind of social justice through code, offering a kind of radical connectivity that they promised would lead to widespread peace and prosperity." Note to these, any tech folk of good heart that this article may be referring to, listen again to Prince's song Loose, which I posted to the blog page right near the date for this, the current date. It opens with the words, "Wake up, people! Come on. True. If you truly want widespread peace and prosperity, keep listening to this show and start thinking some new thoughts. Much of the wealth, continuing with this article, much of the wealth generated by the five biggest American tech companies flows to young liberals in California and the Pacific Northwest. Exactly the sort of quote unquote global elites Mr. Trump railed against in his campaign. Oh, please. Okay. If you want to think global elite, think Henry Kissinger, please. Bill Gates, he's definitely up there, given his, he's got the inside scoop. He's helping them with their EMF weapons. I am certain with all that geoengineering garbage. Trust, guys, it is not, what do they want us to think it is? Chemtrails. No, no, no. Whenever they're trying to amp up the stream that is hitting me, those trails are all over the sky, going with me wherever I go. So I know it is about the use of that weapon. I absolutely know that. Prince saw them everywhere too. It wasn't chemtrails, my beloved. They were using them to hurt you, and just as they use them to hurt me, and I know a lot of folk. So we're going to have to start talking about it. This was from an article called "In Trump, Tech Leaders Fear a Challenge to Their Vision," by Farhad Manju, in the New York Times of November 10, 2016.